Tonight, we once again answer your automotive questions as our car guy, Warren Price, from European and U.S. Car Service, hangs out in studio. Then later, we'll get at least 1,000 new words from Tribune's political cartoonist, Scott Stantis. And finally, we'll try to figure out how it's snowing in central Mexico, but we're expecting more 60-degree weather in Chicago. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
You're listening Pretty Late, and it is, we are in full swing of politics. Now we have a candidate coming into our studio in just a little bit. We are going to talk to Jacob Meister, who is running for the Cook County Clerk. Is that what we're going for? The clerk's office? Dorothy Brown is our Cook County Clerk, and I don't know what that job does. Rob Martier, do you know what the Cook County Clerk does?
I think they shuffle a lot of papers, like from one side to the other. They've got the big stamp. They staple some things.
Okay. We'll see if Jacob is up for
basically,
that.
I'm saying no. I don't know what specifically the Cook County Clerk does.
They clerk.
They
do a lot of clerking.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know what they do.
No, I don't think anybody really does. Did you watch the debates at all? Either one? I know you guys are in your respective offices, traffic and news. But did you get a chance to watch any of it?
I did not.
Was it a lot of yelling?
No.
Oh.
That's the thing.
What?
Yeah, very civil tonight. I did hear about that.
Very civil. Very tame. There was Marco Rubio, I felt, had a follow that moment when he addressed the relationship with Cuba and what he expects the progress of our relationship there to be. There was a lot of Donald Trump kept saying making deals. Like his whole thing is making deals. And I don't want to know what's behind door number three. But I don't know if people have to wear costumes in let's make a deal scenario. But yeah, everything he talks about is like we're going to make deals around the world. They're going to be huge deals right now.
Negotiate this deal, and it's going
to
be huge.
Yes, he wants to negotiate a deal with. Do we have a deal with? What's the deal? Can we say what's the deal with
nice.
Cuba? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is.
I don't know what the deal is.
They want to open up trade,
right?
Yes.
Well, Marco Rubio did have a good moment where he was talking about human rights in Cuba and what it's going to take to have a free press, to get the Russians out, and I was like, oh, that's gonna resonate really well with a lot of Latinos, in particular Cubans. So I was intrigued by that. There was a moment where I think Governor Kasich said that the country was healed by the pardoning of Richard Nixon, which I thought was, I'm not sure if I followed that whole statement. I believe Donald Trump tried to explain his Middle East policy by saying he has Jewish friends. That's just my shorthand summary of what happened during the debate. I have friends that are Jewish. That informs his understanding
right.
of. I believe he also said he wants to send a bill to Saudi Arabia for our military presence in order to pay for Social Security.
Okay.
And I only think that because he was asked a question about Social Security, and then he answered by saying that we have a military presence.
That's exactly the answer to that question. That's exactly what we were looking for.
That's my understanding of how the debate went down today.
Yeah. By the way, Warren Price just showed up with a giant delivery bag of pizza. I feel like we should tip him.
Oh, okay.
He's got a delivery bag like a regular.
Cash.
Yeah.
It's one of those weird Pretty Late moments where we don't know what to do about our food situation. I think we got some. And we speaking of food, and by the way, thank you, Warren. We're excited to dig into whatever delicious treats you've brought us. I don't know if we've told Rob Martier this, and I'm sad because Esmeralda actually won't be here tomorrow night, but she's welcome to come down and join us. Craig, tomorrow on the show, we have Peace Pizza. And
Bill Jacobs.
Yes, they've been partnering up with other restaurants, and tomorrow they're bringing in. Go ahead, tell me.
Hot dog will be here.
Hot dog.
Oh yeah, I've had that pizza.
That is so good.
Look at how impressed people are with hot dog coming in studio.
I think Esmeralda did like a dance.
Well, because that pizza's delicious. I've had that hot
exact
dog
one.
Pizza.
Yeah.
I think she was raising the roof.
I don't know. I don't know what this would be.
this is like
I'm flapping my arms.
I'm fanning myself, and Rob Martier just kind of shifted and went, I will be downstairs.
Have you guys met hot dog before?
I have.
Yeah. I said hello when I asked
went into
for
the store
stuff once.
You know, those studying marketing, I think, should study Hot Doug.
I agree.
Because he really, the subtlety at which he approaches what he does is, it's pure genius.
There's never not a line at his restaurant when he was open.
Right.
And then when he said he was closing, there were lines for days. People are still in line. He closed 2 years ago.
Right, I know.
I was afraid to announce it on the show. I'm like, is that going to cause some chaos on Michigan Avenue?
I was in one of those last day lines.
Were you really?
Not the last day line, but one of the...
Yeah, but he's able to parlay that into other partnerships and some other ventures. So, I mean, Hot Doug's lives on.
Yeah, he's with the Cubs.
Yes.
It's all over the
Even
place.
Even in spring training.
And now he's on Peace Pizza.
And now he's on Pretty Late.
And he's on pretty late.
That's all.
Sharing his pizza.
Masterful marketing. Just like our candidate coming into the studio just a moment. We're going to talk to Jacob Meister after this. I'm Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. I think there's pizza. Yeah. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and early voting has started. Have you voted? Because if you have, perhaps you've seen this name on the ballot, and on Tuesday you certainly will as you go to the primaries in Chicago and Cook County. We have in the studio with us candidate for clerk of Cook County Circuit Court, Jacob Meister. Oh, you're using that microphone. He's sitting in one chair and talking in another. I don't know. I've never seen that before. No, either one. They're both on now.
Okay.
You can just use them both. To grab whatever you need.
This is great.
Excellent.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. We have a mutual friend in common, and he suggested that we meet you, and it's our pleasure to have you here. Well, tell us what office what does the clerk of Cook County do, Circuit Court?
The clerk of the Circuit Court is a really important job. You know, Cook County has the second largest court system in the country. It handles 1.5 million cases every year, everything from traffic tickets to felonies, misdemeanors, evictions, child custody, child support, divorce, everything.
So you process all those cases there without possibly going before a judge?
The clerk is the chief, essentially the chief operating officer for the courts.
Okay.
So handles, make sure all the files are kept in order, all judgments are in order, staffs all the courtrooms. There's over 400 judges, so there's over 400 active courtrooms going at any given time. And the clerk really is the one who manages the guts. If you go into the office, you need to file paperwork. The clerk's office is the one that does it. I'm a lawyer. I've been practicing in the courts for the last 25 years, almost 26.
And what's your specialty of law?
I am a civil rights lawyer.
Oh, okay.
And the founder of an organization called the Civil Rights Agenda. And I'm also a commercial litigator.
Okay.
So, but I've practiced in pretty much every courthouse and in every division of the courts. I've done divorce cases, I've done criminal cases, I've done a lot of, you know, other civil cases.
So I'm guessing along the way you've developed an opinion as to how things could be more streamlined.
Yeah, well, it's a disaster. Mm-hmm. Carol Marine called the office a patronage den and bureaucratic disaster of disappearing files and dinosaur age technology.
Well, tell us a little bit about, let's go with the patronage den, because obviously the city of Chicago, that's the kind of the guts and glory of what they've built the city on since the 1800s, is who knew who, and if you had a friend that worked in a certain office or knew a judge, that's how you got out of a ticket. How do you disentangle that from the circuit court?
Right. Well, there's two main issues in this race. First of all, The office is ethically broken. We know the current office holder, Dorothy Brown, is under federal investigation for actually, you know, the allegations are selling jobs. And she and her husband got a $15,000 loan from a gentleman who then all of a sudden got a job. And she's gotten free land or $1 parcel of land
convenient.
From somebody who then has relatives.
Where do we get the dollar land, Craig? We need to find some place where we can buy land for a dollar.
Well, it's ethically
yes.
Yeah, it's ethically broken. You know, the FBI came in, seized her electronics.
You gotta have a lot of chutzpah to continue to run for office while you're under investigation with the FBI. Because in general, I mean, like, when has it ever led to nothing? I mean, we voted for a governor who was under investigation, and we were all like, I'm sure it's nothing. And the next thing you know, yeah.
It's exactly right. And so there's an ethical cloud over the office, but it's also operationally a disaster. The courtrooms still work with carbon paper, for those of your listeners who absolutely.
With the mimeograph? Like a hand crank and you've got the blue paper and the – no, they don't still have –
handwritten orders.
Come on.
Orders are written in triplicate by hand and they use
carbon
paper.
That's kind of adorable and worthless.
Yes, especially in the era of PDFs. So I've practiced not only in the Cook County courts, but I've practiced in courts all over the country and all over the state. I've seen good court systems, and I've seen our desperately broken system. We need to bring it into the 21st century. Do
Maybe
what other
the
courts...
20th century would be helpful.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Let's try to get it to the 1990s at least.
Well, I do have to hand it to Dorothy Brown. She took some of the carbon paper and turned it into NCR form. So she brought it from the 1920s to the 1970s.
Helpful.
But it's still desperately broken. And it costs taxpayers huge sums of money. We have police officers who regularly show up for court hearings that have where cases have been dismissed. Nobody tells them they're not linked up by computer. So they show up in court.
Oh, Jacob, but now you're talking about people who like are hoping that their cop doesn't show up for a moving violation. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, it's cops showing up when cases have been dismissed.
Right.
And spending
already.
$20 million is the price tag for that for in the city of Chicago.
So how has she gotten reelected? She's going for her fifth term?
Correct.
This is astounding to me that we just keep voting for the same person. And this is one of those jobs that people don't talk enough about, not being held by someone who is honorable, apparently, and doing an efficient job.
Correct. And it's
desperate. And she's welcome to come on the show and say otherwise, by the way. It's free time. But she's not returning any of our calls.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it's got to change. And, yeah. I got into the race. Judges, lawyers, those who most rely on a functioning court system are beside themselves. I've got the endorsement from the Chicago Tribune, mm-hmm. the Sun-Times, the Daily Herald. You know, all of them recognize that it is time for a change in a very serious way. We've got to clean up the patronage system. We have to promote, right now people aren't being promoted from within. They're not being rewarded for hard, good work.
And if you are the clerk of the Cook County Circuit Court, how do you do you go in and is it a clean sweep if there are people that already have jobs there that perhaps, knew somebody to get that job? What's the first, how do you, rectify the patronage system?
There's a lot of very good, devoted people who are working there, who work really hard and do a good job and care about the office. This is a leadership problem. It's a management problem. So that's the first thing that we have to examine. We've got to clean up the office ethically and operationally. So first thing we do is we bring in what's called an integrated justice system. Lots of court systems around the country have implemented them very successfully. It takes a modern computer. Right now, the office works on a computer system from the 1990s that operates on a mainframe.
Is it a Tandy?
Yeah, it's an Atari. It's an Atari.
Yeah, no kidding.
It needs to have a platform that brings in all the constituents who use the court system, our municipalities, our police department, the sheriff's department. We have people who are sitting in jail right now who are only there because the clerk's office messed up their paperwork and failed to transmit it to the sheriff saying, oh, the court ordered this person released. People sit there for days, weeks. We have a case right now where a young man, age 18, served his entire term in the Illinois prison system. 6 months after his release date, was still sitting in prison because Clerk Brown got the paperwork wrong, and it happens every day, and it's tragic.
It is. I mean, that sounds like a complete miscarriage of justice. It's not just the inefficiency and the patronage going on in the office itself, but that seems like something people should really know about and be keyed in on. Because Cook County, that's not just Chicago, by the way. What suburbs do we include in Cook County?
There's 128 suburbs, so it goes all the way from Lake Cook Road to the Indiana border and all the way west to DuPage County. And so there's 128 municipalities that are wholly in Cook County, and I think 131 with those that are partially in Cook County. And we have police officers who will travel from Calumet City all the way up to 26 in California to find out that the preliminary hearing that they were there to attend, the case has been dismissed, and we've just blown 3 hours of police officer time that should be spent on in the streets as opposed to showing up in court for a court hearing that's not happening.
What background has Dorothy Brown had? Was she a lawyer in Cook County before she had this job as a clerk?
No, she was an auditor. She's financial. She was with CTA. She did auditing. So she really has a financial background.
So she never had any experience when it came to the understanding of how the courts work.
No, she went to law school 2 years before running for clerk, but never practiced law. So she hasn't really practiced in the courts.
And yet
system.
Somehow has been there for four terms. We are.
it is true. But she's set now. She's you know, we've had various debates and candidate forums, and she says, no, this time, give me four more years. This time I really will do.
No, she hasn't.
Those things that I promised 15 years ago.
It might be that time is up, but we'll see. We're talking to Jacob Meister, who is running for the clerk of the Cook County Circuit Court. And again, the primaries are on Tuesday, but you can vote early if you're registered to vote. And this is something that's important. Pay attention. We always, you know, kind of blow these things off and figure, well, I don't do my research on the judges or the clerks or these other, you know, positions, but it affects our everyday lives. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, and our very good friend of the show, our car guy. We got a guy, Warren, from European and U.S. Auto over on Broadway and Irving, about right about there. Is that about the
4080?
4080, 4080. I've heard it both ways.
Right across the street from Michael's Pizzeria.
Is that why we're having that pizza?
Uh-huh.
It's fantastic. It's very good. The white pizza is good.
Oh, very good.
I feel like I feel like, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be
oil,
fun later.
Garlic, nice.
Great. I'm sleeping on the couch tonight. Thanks. Appreciate it. And we have apparently you're here to throw your support behind a candidate for the clerk of the clerk of the circuit court.
Jacob Meister.
Jacob Meister is a client of yours.
He's a client of mine. He's been a client of mine for an unknown quantity of years.
Do you also throw your support behind the European?
Nobody else touches my car.
All right. Now I feel like touching
his
car.
He's the best.
It sounds like a threat or something. Nobody else touches my car. I'm touching your car.
Warren's the best.
I'm going to give you a fair shake. That's for sure.
No, it's a great place. By the way, I walked in there today, and the gentleman behind the desk could not be nicer. They were just wonderful guys. They're like, take a pen.
I didn't prep them either.
No, they didn't know who I was. And I was all like, I'm Patty Vasquez. And they're like, uh-huh. So
go ahead and just write that on a piece of paper, please.
Sign here, man.
Wow.
As it should be.
Just put your name here.
No, they were
cool. We'll charge you later.
And you do have the best pens, by the way.
There's a secret behind those pens.
They're styluses.
Yes. So you could text and drive at the same time and have an
Hey, now we don't encourage that kind of behavior because then you'll end up in the Cook County Clerk's office.
Oh, you'll be standing in line.
There'll be a long line of all the texters that get tickets for texting.
And wait an hour to have to just pay your fine.
Jacob, do you have a remedy? Do you have a remedy?
Absolutely.
What's the remedy?
It's called technology. It's called do it online the same way we do business every other aspect of life. We just get rid of the carbon paper, get rid of the pencils and paper, and move to a computer.
Touch screens and all that stuff.
I was at the airport the other day, and they had these kiosks for walking in and running your passport through just so you can get in and out, and you're gone.
Yep. Yeah, isn't it great?
It was great.
Oh my God, it was
unbelievable. And here I see people standing in line for tickets beyond belief. Maybe if they put something on the tickets, some one of those SKUs, is that what they're called?
Barcode.
Very good.
Well, it's actually
welcome, Warren.
I'm not that tech savvy, but I'll get there.
That's okay.
We can move away from paper tickets, which is still what's done.
Put it on your telephone.
Every place else in the country, police officers have laptops right in their cars. Mm-hmm. They do right now. They can do it all electronically and transmit it to the court as opposed to paper.
But if you don't get a paper ticket, how do you know you have a ticket?
You get it in the mail?
Surprise!
Squad car has a printer
there.
They print it out. They give you a copy of it, but
you know,
it gets electronic.
State police do that. Doesn't the state police collect right at that scene?
The state police, not if they're working with Cook County.
If they're collecting at the scene, that's a different. We're not talking. Let's not make allegations on my show.
You said that.
You did. You said.
No. I said they're collecting the fine. I'm sorry. Let me define it. They're going to collect the fine at the scene of the speeder.
Yeah, I don't think you're. No, no one's collecting fines at the scene.
Oh, they do. In Arizona, they do.
That's. I'm telling you. That sounds,
can they knock it down or something?
That sounds a little shady.
If we pay right away, can we get a break?
Would you if I could?
the candidate for the clerk of the Circuit Cook County. Oh, I don't know what it is. What's the job?
Clerk of the Circuit Court.
Well, I've heard it both ways. Clerk of the Circuit Court.
Jacob Meister for the clerk of the Circuit Court.
Yeah, so right now it's all paper tickets. So you get pulled over by, it doesn't matter, state police or any of the municipalities. They write out the tickets longhand. And they transmit that as a court file, and the judge actually takes the paper ticket and turns it over and writes on the back of it, and it gets stamped and then abstracted several times into a bunch of different computer systems. The technology is there. Every one of the squad cars in this county has laptops that have satellite links. It could all be done electronically. You put a printer right in the car. Most of the
cabbies do that.
Well, the city of Chicago does it. of Chicago does it with your parking tickets.
Mm-hmm. They got the little box.
That would probably save
huge
amounts of money. Just
prefer
in
to say
staffing.
Huge on the show. Huge.
Paper waste material.
It cuts a police stop down in half. The amount of time that it takes for a stop is cut in half. So it means
we'd have less traffic jams,
and we have more police officer time to do other things.
Crime
to ticket other people. Wait a minute.
Or crime.
Jacob was telling me, Jacob Meister, who was running for the clerk of the circuit court, was distinguishing the difference between the county clerk, which is David Orr's position in the city.
Correct.
He issues things like marriage licenses, I'm guessing
birth
zoning, things like that.
He handles all the voting and the voter registration. I mean, so that's the county clerk.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a city clerk, which is Susana Mendoza, who's now running for treasurer.
She does your dog licensing and your city stickers.
Correct.
Wow, these seem like
correct.
All these seem like
and this
all
is the clerk.
Huge money comes in for that.
And this
huge.
Yes.
Or is that huge?
Yeah. We're trying to figure it out. We've heard it, but we definitely have heard that both ways.
Yeah.
There's no doubt
for
about
sure
it.
Huge.
But your job would be more of the maintainer of the courts and the keeper of the records is what you've described to me.
Correct.
Those are official titles, Craig. Maintainer and keeper.
That job sounds huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
It is. It's a big office. It's got 1,800 employees and a budget of $106 million a year. It collects approximately $400 million in fees and fines and forfeitures, handles all the bonds.
Forfeitures are, what is that in regards to?
It could be forfeitures ordered by a criminal court. It could be...
Of property?
No, it would be money forfeitures.
Okay.
You know, money forfeitures, it handles any excess money that comes out of foreclosures.
Right.
So if there's foreclosures, it handles those funds. It handles all the fines that are paid for traffic tickets.
So how is this office also responsible, because of the records, for people who are serving time or being held for trial? That's all you were mentioning, that there are people who are they're not being processed and are then spending – they're languishing in jail.
Right. So if a court enters an order, the clerk is the keeper of the records. Say the court, criminal court says to the sheriff, let this guy out of jail.
Right.
You know, we've acquitted him or dismissed the case. The clerk has to transmit to the sheriff an order. It's called a mit, and it has to be transmitted to the sheriff, telling the sheriff, release the prisoner. But because it's still a paper-based system, it's not done electronically, paper literally has to physically move to the sheriff's department, and they have to get it right. And that process is often delayed by sometimes
days and weeks.
Well,
exactly.
Doesn't Cook County then we become vulnerable to civil suits where due process has not been?
Huge number of civil suits. The gentleman I was telling you about who was in the prison system for 6 months beyond his release date because the clerk failed to transmit paperwork properly is suing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cost. Not only does it cost to hold that prisoner about $150 a day for the 6 months, then there's a lawsuit that follows for millions of dollars. And
plus, it's mean.
It's abuse.
Yeah, it's abuse.
Really, really.
I mean,
abusive.
To spend 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
In jail is bad.
Because
but
we're talking
6 months.
We're talking about people who haven't been tried and convicted yet. They're being held. They're being held
unaccountably.
Right?
Well, in the Cook County Jail, that's the case. They haven't been tried or convicted yet. This gentleman had been convicted mm-hmm. and served his full term, but when the term was supposed to be over,
right? He was still not released.
He's still not released because the clerk had gotten the release date wrong.
There's not just one of these in the game.
Nope.
When there's one, there's many.
Yeah.
At any given time, it's estimated there's 100 people sitting over in the Cook County Jail who should be out.
And what is Dorothy Brown's answer to why that's happening?
She blames everybody else.
Okay.
I mean, it's regularly she'll blame, you know, the county board. She'll claim she's for certain things. She blames
the
Supreme
get involved.
Court.
Have you called her office yet, Craig? Just give her. I think we just call her right now. She should be up. Right?
Call her on the air. This is just fine.
Be the wake up call. I think this is what
that's how
everyone needs a wake up call.
Moving forward, yeah.
Just book guests
just
on the
call
air.
Call everybody. See who answers.
Yeah, exactly. We can't do that. All right. Let's see if we can work that out. You're listening pretty late. We're hanging out with our favorite car guy because we got a guy, Warren from European and U.S. Auto at 4080 North Broadway, 312-981-7200. If you have a question about your car, we'll and Jacob Meister, who is running for the clerk of Circuit. court. Cook County is here as well. If you have questions in regards to that position, if you want to ask him something about his plans and his candidacy, the primaries are on Tuesday. I hope that you're registered to vote. And more after this. Again, call us, text us, 312-981-7200. We can talk cars or politics. More after this on 720. Just having fun, having pizza. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and we have in studio with us our car guy, because we got a guy, and it's Warren from European and U.S. Auto, 4080 North Broadway. Website? I don't have everything in front of me right now.
EuropeanUS.com.
EuropeanUS.com. My car's there right now.
That's right.
I'll see you in the morning.
With a scrape.
With a scrape. So yeah, we don't know what that, my husband said when I backed up. I heard a noise.
Well, I asked him later, when he was backing, was the wheel turned to the left or to the right?
I'm trying to think of the corner that he was turning, and I would imagine he was going to the left, but I don't want to guess. I'll ask him.
I'll try it tomorrow.
All right, then. We also have in studio with us candidate for the clerk of the circuit court for Cook County, Jacob Meister. Did I get it this time?
You got it. All right.
Can't see the sign all the way over there, but your sister's in the studio proudly displaying your sign. And actually, people are stopping to read it, which I think is fantastic. What has been the reaction you've gotten from, Cook County is kind of a big area. It's not like you're going door to door. And introducing yourself.
I am doing some door-to-door, but you can't meet everybody that way. You know, I talk to big groups, go talk in, candidate forums. I'm pretty much all over. I've talked in churches, synagogues, mosques, you name it.
What have you encountered? I mean, what has been one of your favorite moments in this campaign?
I really enjoy meeting. I enjoy meeting people. I've also had a lot of opportunity to talk to people who work in the clerk's office who really understand how broken it is and want the change.
Sure.
When you're dealing with a patronage system of this sort, the employees who've been there for a long time, who are really dedicated, hard workers, mm-hmm. want somebody to come in who is dedicated to merit-based promotions.
That's got
to
be weird. The people that are working for Dorothy Brown right now are like, save us. Save us.
Patronage is a strange game because everybody's doing something to help that person retain their job on both ends of the court. You've got the clerk who's got people... mm-hmm. that are out there trying to get her votes, and she's right. making sure that they have a job.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, where's somebody applying for a job and getting interviewed and getting a job for their qualifications?
Mm-hmm.
Which is what has to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, here's another question. What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Volvo.
Why does he not? Did he not know?
Volvo.
Why was he panicking?
I drive a Volvo.
You can tell us you drive a Volvo.
I drive a Volvo.
I believe Warren's kind of a fan of the Volvos.
Volvo's the poor man's Mercedes.
Volvo's
right?
a great car.
Volvo's
and,
a great
and
car.
you've done some great.
I worked 17 years for Volvo. Yeah, love the car.
And what year is your Volvo, if I may ask?
It's a 2005.
Oh, very nice.
Does it still have that scratch on the left side, or is the molding bad? I forgot.
Both. I told you, after this election, I'm bringing it in.
Jacob
I got to take care of it.
Jacob has been scraping all of his money and saving it for this election, and he's been not taking care of his car, but I'm all for him winning.
But he'll take care of our courts. Yes, Craig?
Oh, no, I was just saying, I think my molding's bad, too, so don't feel bad about that at all.
We saved your molding, son.
Mine was front and back. I had the passenger side front and the driver's side back, and he helped pop that all back out a little bit because it was coming and going.
We made it look a little better.
And so you were asking me if I knew if Steve was turning the wheel because the guys behind the desk at your shop were saying they were going to say something. They're like, well, you know what? We'll take a look at it first, like what it could be. I could see that one of them wanted to. The gentleman with an accent. I think he had a
Jeremy.
Yeah. Where's he from?
Jeremy's
Australia?
From England.
England. Okay.
He's been in the States for somewhere between 20, 22 years.
He has a lovely accent.
Lovely accent. Mm-hmm. Yes. He's engaged to be married.
Oh, congratulations,
yes,
Jeremy.
And he's a good guy.
Yeah, he was going to speculate and he stopped himself.
Well, sometimes they're afraid to ask the questions I do.
Right.
I don't care.
Well, you've seen my car before, so nothing. We haven't done much
but
since.
The case is this, if you need information from somebody, you have to pry it out of them.
Right.
I need to know which
what direction.
It's better for me.
Right.
When I know that your wheels were turned to the left and you were backing up, so you're
Should you be should your wheels be turned at all when you're backing up? Should you always?
Sure, why not?
I was gonna say you should be able to turn the wheel,
you can
right?
Go in circles.
I started worrying about. I was like, because I know I made a U-turn. Like, I mean, are there moments when someone's driving a car and you're like, well, there goes that? As you're making, like, I always feel like if I turn too sharply, like maybe I pushed it beyond its limits, its capabilities.
Go over to like the park, Waveland, and the lake and the snow, and go
do donuts.
Out.
You want me to do donuts?
Absolutely.
Are you encouraging me to do donuts with my Honda Odyssey?
Why not?
All right then.
You could still do donuts in an Odyssey.
Yeah, I have got to get a smaller car. I'm yeah. Help me out with a used car because that's my next thing.
I've got something up my sleeve.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay, good because I'm car. Well, right now I have my mom's car.
Well, that's right. You're short one.
I'm short two because you already took
that's
my
right.
My Honda Accord, my 95 Honda Accord gave up the ghost. We have to take a quick break here. More after this on 720 WGN. Yeah, you're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. It's very festive in here tonight. I like Thursday nights. You know why? Because Scott Stantis kind of always, he raises the bar, both intellectually, party-wise. He brought some ale from Alabama. With
some good old Alabama beer,
Alabamian,
girl. That's right.
Is it Alabamian water? Is it what we'd say?
Alabamian water?
Alabamian. I apologize.
Or Bama water?
Bama water.
Bama water?
This Bama water is just great, though.
Oh, it's good for you, too, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you.
I don't know about that.
Put hair on your toes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then I should stop drinking that. Thank you very much. It's really,
you don't want to look like a hobbit?
No, I really don't. It's something I actually work very hard to not do. Ward of European and U.S. Auto at 4080 North Broadway joins us. We have a texter has a question about their car, but we're going to get to that in a moment because we have Jacob Meister, who is the candidate for clerk of the Circuit Court for Cook County, is live in the Allstate Showcase studio. He is trying to unseat Dorothy Brown, who has held the office since 2004.
2000.
2000. That's way longer than I thought. We have Matthew on the line who has a question for you about your plans for the office. Hey, Matthew, how are you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
Very well. What was your question for Jacob?
I'd like to know, if you are the candidate that wins the election, how are you going to educate the voters during your term? So when election cycle comes, I think a lot of voters feel like we only hear about performance when people are begging for our money and votes. I would like to be better informed throughout the term, so when election cycle comes up, I'm already confident, or really not confident, about whether someone deserves election or re-election. But I'd like to hear what your plans are to better educate your voters
one
if
way,
you are elected.
One way is a regular appearances on the Pretty Late with Vasquez show.
You know, the clerk's office touches everyone's lives at one point or another, with 1.5 million cases going through the court system, everywhere from traffic tickets to, you know, child custody to divorces to foreclosures, evictions, misdemeanors. And to me, the best education that you can have for a voter is to have a pleasant experience with the clerk's office, which you don't have right now. You know, I like to look at what Jesse White did to the Secretary of State's office, where he took it from just a horrible experience to go get your driver's license renewed or to get a new title or whatever it is, and actually streamlined the office, made it efficient so that you could go in and you knew that there's good customer service, that you're getting taken care of, you're in and out of there in a reasonable amount of time. And now you go to the Secretary of State's office and it's relatively pleasant. You know,
it's true. And even though we still kind of like cringe at it, you're right. Whenever I go, I'm like, oh, that was way less painful than I thought it was going to be.
Right. You know, you're used to this really horrible experience. Mm-hmm. And the clerk's office, the clerk of the circuit court's office is that horrible of an experience. You know, I as a lawyer experience it way too often. Our judges can't do their jobs because in any given day, 30% of the files don't show up in the courtroom that they need to be in.
Right.
So a case gets called, the clerk's lost the file, it's missing. The judges and the lawyers are flying blind because you don't know what's in the case file. You don't have the file there. Ugh. And so, you know, that's one of the things that to me is the true test is when you have a clerk who is doing a good job and the voters know it because their experience in the court system is a relatively pleasant one. Yeah, nobody wants to go to court, but when you're there, it should be efficient, and you should have good sharing of information. There's also a lot of other things. We need to have, much better service for those people who aren't represented by lawyers, who are in the system, who need to be pointed in the right direction, mm-hmm. make sure that the right paperwork's getting to them, being filled out. Those are the things that are going to be important. We're also going to be, I have a plan to have seminars. Expungement is a huge issue. You know, when we're talking about issues of criminal justice and social justice, you have people who have had convictions for very, very minor offenses in the past, and the law allows those things to be expunged, mm-hmm. and the clerk needs to make sure that the information is being put out there so that people who are eligible for expungement can do it, because otherwise it can interfere with your ability to get a job
absolutely.
Or to rent a house.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
follows you. Scott, what's been your experience with the clerk's office of the Circuit
Court? It's awful. Dorothy Brown is a catastrophe. I mean, yeah, Jacob here has enumerated a lot of how, it's still operating like in 1980 technology. I mean, you joked earlier in the earlier segment that it's mimeographed. You know who Jacob reminds me of a little bit is Dan Patlick.
Are you drawing a picture of Jacob right now?
What's that?
Were you drawing a picture of Jacob?
No, I was making notes, I sounded smarter than I actually am.
You're very smart.
So I got Dan's name. But Dan, you've never heard of Dan. And he's the Cook County, he's running for re-election. He's a Cook County Board of Review. And yep. Dan came into the same situation Jacob's going to walk into when he gets elected.
Okay.
And it was
positive.
Wow, look
like
at that. You like that?
Hey, I'm like Donald Trump. And it's going to be huge.
Oh, dear.
And I want to talk about my hands. Dan came into the same thing. And an office none of us really thinks about, but mm-hmm. when you have a property tax issue, you go there. And he showed me did you know that almost 3/4 of the basement of City Hall, I'm not making this up, of the county section of City Hall, is full of forms for the Board of Review?
No.
I'm serious. They were still paper. They were still paper. I mean, that's up to about 6 years ago when Dan took office. So that's what Jacob's facing. And it's ridiculous how that office is run. I mean, she had a gene tax. A gene tax. You could pay her cash money, mm-hmm. to wear jeans on Friday.
What?
Yep.
Jacob,
yep.
Am I making this up?
And then
wasn't it accounted for?
It wasn't really accounted for.
Was it supposed to be like a charity thing? Like you pay your office to...
in theory, that's what it was supposed to be.
The Dorothy Brown Defense Fund,
Yeah.
How is this
thing? Well, and it's interesting. Matthew, our caller, said that he didn't want to bite off more than that we could chew, but he also wanted to know about public trust after some things that have gone on in the current administration.
Yeah, this is a corrupt office. It's an office that's under federal investigation. The allegations are that she sold jobs, and by all appearance, in fact, jobs have been getting sold. But, that's up to the federal authorities, and there's an ongoing investigation. There's a grand jury that's convened. One of her employees was just indicted.
He's cooperating.
He's now cooperating.
He's going to give it up?
For this office, whoever wins, we should get a commitment that they will appear on the show when Jacob wins. I can't really say that. I don't know. I'm not a journalist. I'm a broadcaster. I just yap away and things,
whatever comes out.
Yeah, that happens.
But to be fair.
Yes. We offer.
I'm a pundit. I'm paid to be a pundit. And I was on this show and you said Donald Trump was going to rise in the polls, his first appearance when he was insane.
Not just that. I said that he was going to go the distance.
Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. And one of us was right and one of us was wrong.
Mm-hmm. That was me.
Yeah.
Na, 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 na.
So when she says Jacob will win, you can take that to the bank.
Well, this is a little bit dicier because this is one of those offices that flies under the radar that people don't understand. They don't know how it affects their lives, and it does affect them. And it's important for us to be informed. What I think, and we do talk politics on the show. I go down to Springfield and I try to stay in their faces about many of the things that they seem to be falling down on the job about. But I think that we do need to have a regular check-in every month, and mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be just your office, but like at an office that, whatever someone has promised to make changes, we should check in with them and see what progress they're making.
It's interesting you bring it up because I always talk about how we've got a government that we rely on for different systems, whether it's a road system or a water system or
right.
a public health system or a defense system. And our court system is one of those systems that it's not as obvious.
Right.
In Flint, Michigan, when the water system's broken, everybody knows it.
Right.
If our roadway systems, if we have bridges that are collapsing, everybody knows it. It's not as obvious with the court system.
Right.
But it's until as it impactful.
Happens, until it happens to you, and then it's your entire world.
Correct.
It's turned upside down. Right?
Correct.
And it happens to a family member. And it does affect us because we talk about, people talk about how they want less government. Well, how about less corrupt government? How about less inefficient government? How about we start there? How about we do that as well? Right?
I like efficient.
Efficient.
Efficient. Yeah. Well, when we were on break, Warren was talking about, you know, wow, how much are we going to save by putting in place modern computer systems, moving away from having these football field size warehouses. There's four massive warehouses and vans that are shuttling back and forth with files, a million and a half case files every year. And so if we move to a paperless system, wow, how much are we going
to
save?
Not to mention the kid who's stuck in jail for 6 months because the paperwork got screwed up by Dorothy Brown.
Exactly. I'm listening and looking at you, but also laughing because your sister's behind you waving at people walking by and letting them know that you're in the studio.
This has been going on the entire time.
She accosted me while
I was walking over here for the show.
She's very sweet. She's coming all the way from St. Paul, Minnesota to help you with the last stretch of your primary.
Absolutely. I have three wonderful sisters, mm-hmm. and all three are they're in Chicago helping me out for, you know, the last week. My one who lives in Chicago has been helping on the campaign too. So it's a family affair.
It's very exciting. Is this your first time running for public office?
I ran for U.S. Senate 6 years ago.
In what district?
The state of Illinois.
Oh, the whole state of the U.S. Senate. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
I really don't. I need to pay attention so much better. I keep track of these things.
There's a lot going on here.
There's so much going on. I need some pizza. Was that the classiest thing you've ever seen me do there, Craig, when you told me I had 15 seconds before I had to read that?
Not the first time.
I know.
I've seen that happen.
One time I think I had a mouthful of like water or something. And
I remember that.
Did you
and
really?
I was like, uh-huh.
I remember a lot of these.
I didn't know what to do.
They seem scarring.
It's been a while since I feel like I've.
I usually remind you.
Yes.
A little bit,
and you know, no, usually I don't. I'm not usually.
I mean, you put the food right in right before the 15. You were clear at 20 seconds.
And so I'll have to empty out that garbage.
By the way,
can.
There's a live read in the next break as well.
All right, so thank you very much. I appreciate it. We had a texter with a question about their automobile for Warren from European and U.S. Auto at 4080 North Broadway.
Yeah. And this texter has a question after my own heart from the 262. I have a 2001 Dodge Caravan. It's got 192,000 miles on it. Recently had some repairs in the coolant system and some other necessary repairs to pass an emissions test. Engine light came on 2 days ago, then it went off by itself. Tell me, Warren, how long reasonably do I have left in this car?
You see the clock on the wall? It's clicking seconds. In all reality, I wouldn't put any more money into the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I would drive it until it doesn't run. First question is when did you take your last state of Illinois emissions test? If you took it and you passed within the 2 year span, and it's like only been a month or two in that 2 years, and that light comes back on, drive it until it stops running.
There you go.
Because you don't have to pass the test until...
Two years
is up.
By the way, they're not sending out those notifications anymore.
No, I feel like I have one of those coming up.
They aren't sending them out?
I believe that's one of the things. Remember, they're not sending out.
The state. Oh, the state's not working.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I forgot.
So good luck with
that. The state's not working.
It's a libertarian paradise.
Wow. Well, the state's not working.
It doesn't mean it's not happening. Just because you're not getting notified.
You can actually sign up online and get an email notification. They're not mailing out the renewal notices or the emission test notices anymore, but you can get request and receive email notifications.
I feel like Jacob Meister knows way more than anybody else in the room.
Yeah, that was nice.
So sorry,
well, maybe
Scott.
He knows way more than most of the people he's running against, too.
Where would they go online? Just Google register online?
I think if you go to the Illinois Secretary of State's website, I believe, is where you would go.
Okay.
It's CyberDrive Illinois, I believe, is the website. But
CyberDrive.org, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Real quick, we also had another question from Frederick, who couldn't hold on, asking what the difference was between all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive.
I like this question.
And then also, can you explain horsepower in layman's terms?
Well, let's start with four-wheel drive and all-wheel drive.
I've had that.
Four-wheel drive
that
and all-wheel
while.
Drive. Yes. First of all, all-wheel drive is all wheels, all four wheels, turn at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Four-wheel drive means you have a two-wheel drive vehicle, and when you want to engage the four-wheel drive,
you have to push a button
or a lever, and you push it into gear, and that locks in the other two wheels, and then all of a sudden you now have a four-wheel drive.
What are the advantages of having an all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive?
Well, all-wheel drive will... You're constantly, you can go through dirt, snow easier. You get better grip and better in you know, drier, normal climates, wet weather climates. It's all good. With four-wheel drive, you can use two-wheel, and it's just the rear. You just can't have the front working. And it's easier to drive that way. You've got more control over the front than when you lock in four-wheel, and you really better use your four-wheel drive in inclement weather or in dirt, because if you have a real nice day and you're using it, it's not good for the transfer case.
Okay.
And it can burn out. It's not good.
And should we happen to take our cars out of the plains of Illinois and the Midwest, and we are in a hilly terrain, what should we be driving in? Two?
I would go in four-wheel if you're going up and down and all around in some dirt and having a good time. They call it four-wheeling.
Okay. What is drive, and then there's like D2, and what are those?
Those are transmission positions.
Mm-hmm. Why would I be in second?
Because there's probably a three or four gear transmission.
Right.
So you'd be in first, second, third, or fourth.
Right.
And you shift into each gear. It means you're going at a faster speed. You start in a low gear, go to a second gear, which gives you a slower turn of your wheel and a better RPM. It drops your RPM. As the higher you go with the gear into like third gear, your RPMs will drop and you'll get a little bit better, stronger torque.
Okay.
As well as fourth, your RPMs will again drop. And you can pick up more speed and
Are we explaining manual transmission or the extra things in an automatic?
I was asking about the extra things in an automatic.
Yeah, because he explained manual transmission to us.
No, I explained sometimes she said, how do you do one, two, and three
I was asking because there is on a regular automatic.
On a regular car, Warren, there's those extra, you know, you can put drive and then you can, for whatever reason, click
D2.
Down to something else.
Three? Oh,
yes,
three.
You can.
Yeah, what the heck are those?
Those are gears.
Okay, but it's an automatic car. Why do we need gears?
Because if you're in drive.
Oh, he's yelling at us now.
If you're in drive, buddy.
We're stupid, Warren.
If you're in drive, what you're going to be doing is you're going to be starting out still in first gear, going to second, third, and fourth.
All right.
If you put it into third or second, it won't let you advance into third or fourth.
Oh, so you're just ruining the car then.
Yes, you're stressing
it
out.
So why is it there?
You're stressing it out, man.
To mess with us.
Please.
All right, hold on. Dan has a comment about our question in regards to the email. Hey, Dan, how are you doing?
Hey, yeah. Great. How's the show going so far?
I feel good. How do you feel about the show? All right.
Pretty good.
Excellent.
I wanted to dovetail on what you were just talking about, but firstly, I wanted to tell you about the CyberDrive Illinois. I did find out just now with the call ticker does it, .org. That is correct. If you type in CyberDriveIllinois.com, it'll still take you to .org.
Okay.
And basically, if you have your old test card that you did get in the mail, it'll have your user number and PIN number, and you can get it. You can get your email notification immediately started online. If you don't have that, you have to call during regular business hours, and they'll ask you kinds of questions like, you know, your mother's maiden name or whatever, you know, to prove your identity.
And I'll say none of your business, which won't help.
Well, you still may have to go to the DMV though.
Okay.
To get the test card, but to get the email notification, you just go in with your driver's license and prove that you're you.
That's okay. Well, thank you.
I do.
All right.
And the dovetail on the transmission thing, the reason that you got one, two, and D, one and two is for if you have, if you're going uphill, up steep hills or down steep hills.
That's what I was asking about the hills. Yes. That's
what I do want to start off in the, like, from a stop, you do want to start off in one and two. It's better for the transmission. And some transmissions, like Toyota transmissions, you can actually what's called engine brake and downshift, in, as long as you're in areas where it's legal to do it. Occasionally, you'll see signs saying no excessive engine braking. That used to mean for trucks. It also means because when you do engine brake, in other words, downshift in an automatic from D to two to one,
and then back up.
Realize you have to realize that your backup lights, I mean, your brake lights do not activate unless it's a newer car, and they may activate,
oh.
but they generally don't. So you want to tap your brakes every time you downshift, especially if you have to come to a quicker stop. It saves your brakes. But again, I want to caution that not every car transmission can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Toyotas are known to be able to handle downshifting or engine braking that way.
Quick recap. Dan checked in. He checked how our show was going, and we said, okay, I hope Dan thinks it's okay. Then he explained the email question for one of our guests and then the car question for other guests. Thank you, Dan. You should probably do.
Welcome.
Yeah, look at this.
That was excellent. I have to go because I unless you want. Can you do the live read for me, Dan?
I'm sorry.
I have to do a commercial in a moment. I was asking if you do the live read because you've done an excellent job of helping us out with a lot of this information.
Well, gosh, yeah, sure.
Thank you. He's like, sure.
Okay. Right.
I don't have to send that to you, Dan. I think we should give Dan a pizza. We haven't given away a pizza all week for being charming and fun. We have a Lou Malnati's gift card for you. Go to loumalnati's.com. Locations in all throughout the Chicagoland area, over 40 of them. And oh wait, he went away. He's not there. What happened? He didn't want the pizza. I wasn't kidding. All right. Do we have a break before I do this read, or do I have a
yes,
read?
Yes, we have a break.
All right, more after this.
Thank you, Dan.
Sorry, Dan. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I'm joined by Warren from European and U.S. Auto on 4080 North Broadway. He's our car guy. We got a guy. Apparently, we learned a lot about downshifting. I don't know what happened there. But Scott Santis, the political cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune. So it's appropriate that we have a politician in studio with us.
It is.
This is Jacob Meister, who is running for the clerk of the Circuit Court of Cook County.
Absolutely.
That one, I did it without even looking down, and then I second-guessed myself. I know. I didn't trust my... We also like to call him the maintainer of the courts and keeper of the records for that job. That's the unofficial titles.
Sounds like something from Game of Thrones.
If he's elected, he'll be the cleanup man.
Yes. By the way, Esmeralda has on her Facebook page this link to a story about the Wiener Circle. They are selling selling Trump dogs. They're footlongs, but they're actually 3-inch. It's called the Trump footlongs, but they're only 3 inches.
It's a Vienna sausage.
Someone seriously needs to just send a whole tray of them, nice little pile stacked for the backstage for tomorrow's rally.
Have you ever been there and been abused by their staff?
There are things I can't repeat on the show that I've experienced. Yeah. I've not asked for a chocolate milkshake, that's for sure, which is $20. Yes, Craig?
Well, I was just thinking that if we really want these to show up at the rally...
I guess
we know some people that can bring them.
We know some people that are going to the rally.
We
tomorrow.
Do. We know some people that are going to Trump's rally. We're gonna
no. I was thinking like someone who does the catering just slips them on into the backstage.
Because you can buy
for him.
You can buy the Trump Super Pack for $12.56. And you get 4 mini dogs.
Three inches.
Are they orange? Tell me they're orange.
I don't see any.
They got Cheetos just sprinkled on top.
Great. The short-fingered vulgarian will stop at the Wiener Circle for. They're hoping to get his attention. Jacob, you are running for the Circuit Court. I had a clerk of the Circuit Court.
Yep.
Of Cook County, and the primaries are on Tuesday, but people can vote all the way through Tuesday. Right.
They can vote. There's early voting locations all over. Early voting has, I think, 54 locations in the city of Chicago, and then there's ones throughout Cook County. That's through the 12th, mm-hmm. but you can actually vote all the way through the 14th. If you come down to 69 West Washington, there's a smaller number of locations for the last couple of days.
Okay.
And then the 15th, 6 a.m. till 7 p.m., polls are open.
Well, where will you be to get your results?
Well, we've got an election night party over at City Winery.
Oh, do you really?
Absolutely.
Look at us. We were like,
nice.
What?
Yeah.
That's a nice place.
That's very nice.
And, okay. And we're expecting a celebration. And
I think we stop over there before the show on Tuesday night, Craig. We need something to do for primary night.
Who's going
to
do the show
before my show.
Okay.
We should know by about 10 o'clock, right? They're pretty fast.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes they take a long time. You know,
sometimes it depends who's counting
and how close it is.
Do you think the bouncers will let us in? The bouncers at
of
City
course.
Went. All right, then. Very good.
Of course they'll let you
there
in.
On the way to the show. And,
you know a guy.
I do know a guy. And Warren, we want to thank you for coming in. We'll do more car talk next week, if that's
no
all right.
No problem.
Is there a Twitter account for your candidacy? For your...
I've got jacobmeister.com, jacobmeister.com. You can find me on Facebook, Jacob Meister for Clerk of the Circuit Court.
And for equal time, Craig, do we have to offer Dorothy Brown the
Twitter is Jacob Meister 3.
Jacob Meister 3. Excellent. Yep.
We just have to notify her campaign through our publicly posted page that he's been on.
He's been on. All right. So there you go.
It's the up doors, to her to ask.
Doors open. It's right there. Mm-hmm. It's the same. And also for Michelle Harris. So those are what I get to say other people's names. It's not fair if we've had him on the show now for some time there, Warren. Don't give me that look. Yeah, I know.
I love it. I think this has been a great show.
So glad. I feel like I now have the same approval of Dan and Warren.
Yeah, and Dan was a tough customer. Yeah. So.
Dan was.
I like it too.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Scott. I appreciate that. You stay. Gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Twitter for European and U.S.?
No, we don't have a Twitter yet, but I'll have to develop one.
Yes, please
but
do.
But we do have our Facebook page.
And that is European and U.S.
European U.S., yeah.
And 4080 North Broadway.
Across the street from Michael's Pizzeria.
That's right. That was delicious pizza. The garlic one is going to be causing me trouble later because I'll be on the couch. My husband won't let me into bed.
That's okay.
That's all right.
After you go to European U.S., you don't want to ever trust anybody else again with your car. I promise.
I promise.
I
don't.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's
thank
a
you.
Great place. It's huge.
Huge.
Before you gentlemen leave, I need a selfish selfie with you. More after this on 720 WGN.